For the husband who's nattering, whining, and begging you want to control, there's the ball gag. It keeps him useful for completing items on your honey-do list, as only his mouth is restrained, but it gives you some much-needed peace and quiet, as well as him the time to reflect that maybe he doesn't need to speak unless spoken to. For the husband who's having a hard time keeping his hands to himself in bed at night, well, they make kennels of all sizes, surely one big enough for a husband. Don't worry, you can put lots of blankies and pillows in it if you're worried about him being warm enough. This is also useful if you and hubby decide to embark on a cuckold adventure, and you and your new lover want the bed to yourselves. There may be some whining here, for sure, so perhaps this and the ball gag combined will help. For the husband who has a hard time keeping his cock to himself, we all know about the dreaded hard-on poking into your back or ass while you're trying to sleep. A chastity device will keep him nice and soft and inoffensive. You might also be surprised at the number of items he manages to cross off the aforementioned honey-do list. When his energy is required to be focused between the ears instead of between the legs. Ever heard of the spray bottle method to divert curious pets off of counters? Well, the equivalent of that is a well-placed slap to the backside or balls with any number of kitchen implements. You can even keep a nice riding crop clipped to your belt for use whenever hubby needs redirection. None of this sounds outside of the bounds of a loving relationship, does it? The two of you bicker and make up, discuss boundaries, and communicate needs honestly with each other as a means of maintaining a healthy relationship, don't you? It's no different with a husband who craves humiliation. You just need to be able to open your mind to new ways of looking at everyday aspects of your relationship. And in the end, you will feel empowered, pampered, and hubby will feel more loved than you could ever imagine. If you enjoyed this post and audio, please feel free to visit my personal blog at sensual-dom.com and read about more of my kinks and fantasies. Most posts include an audio just like this one. Bye-bye.